Joining me this morning is Suha Tokman. He's the head swim coach of the Barracuda swim team, and he's here to tell us a little bit about the bead project. Good morning.
Good morning.
And what do beads have to do with swimming?
Well, the beads are just the objects of my project. They're colorful, they're beautiful, and kids love them. And that's why I picked up beads instead of beans.
It's a much better outreach tool for sure.
Yes.
And so a bead project, is this your idea or is this something you've adopted?
Yes, I created this bead project and to make kids adapt better habits, and which is when they're young, I think that's very important for me, make them better swimmers and also better people, better human beings with good habits. And my bead project really focuses on that.
And where do these beads come from?
Well, I ordered them from a very nice bead store in town. It's right across from the Arrowhead Transfer on the Sawmill Creek Road. And a very nice lady runs it, and she teaches how to do beads and do all these necklaces and bracelets, and she's wonderful. And I got the beads from her. They're very unique. They're beautiful beads, so you can't get it at, like, Ben Franklin or anything.
So quality beads.
Yes.
And so our swimmers are first good citizens. They
yes.
have good habits, and then good swimmers. And so now that you have all these beads, is there a color-coded system?
Yes. Well, each color has a different title. Like the red is doing a best time in a swim meet, and where it's 3 points. And a blue is, which is my favorite one, is in another in a good accomplishment in another activity. So that's why I'm encouraging my swimmers to do other activities. And green is a note from parents saying they're eating healthy the whole month, and that's once a month limit. And yellow one is a note from parents saying they're brushing 3 times a day and they're flossing. And that is also once a month limit. And pink is good act towards a friend, a team member, or an elderly. And daily watch from their teachers and another adult. I get emails from them. And pink and brown is an excellent streamline in a swim practice. And a purple is good academics. That's my another favorite one. And that's limit. That's 50 points, but it's limited to once a semester. So if they are extremely good at school, they get incredibly nice-looking purple bead from me. And a black is learning to do 6-kick bead in swimming, which is a very important technique for swimmers. And a lime is doing recycling, and they're working at a recycling center. And if they put in the hours, for every hour, I give them 5 points bead, and it's lime color. It's beautiful. And therefore, they accumulate these points. They collect them, and they keep them. They don't lose them. That's another responsibility for them. And with their points accumulated, they buy back from me the prizes, the awards that I collected from town businesses, such as a bike, a 700 points worth bike, from Yellow Jersey, and I have a dance lessons for a whole year from Sitka Studio of Dance, and that's also 500 points worth. And it's grocery stores, $100 gift certificates for them, and Colorless Shoes gave us $100 shopping spree. They can collect that. A wristwatch from Goldsmith Gallery, and a 1 year free pizza from Pizza Express. And limit the once a month for large. Kids really go for that.
These are amazing, amazing prizes.
Yes.
Are folks, or the kids, I mean, how long will it take them to earn these things? I mean, is it like they get a quick point and they're like, I'm going to cash this in for that pizza?
That's an excellent question. I arranged this in a way so they would not accumulate their points very quickly. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm guessing the way it's going, it's going to take about almost a year for them to reach the kind of cheaper points awards. And therefore, it's a long-term process. So my goal is to, we have an idiom in Turkey, you know, you can't bend a grown tree, but you can bend a small tree, a baby tree. And so while the kids are young, I'm trying to give them these good habits and with a little award attached to it. But once they get used to doing these good deeds, and then it'll stick to them, I'm hoping.
And there might be some controversy. Some people might be listening thinking, isn't this just a bribery technique, mm-hmm. an extrinsic award kind of thing? And how would you respond to them?
Well, to me, it's really not. And as I said, we have 125 swimmers right now. It's a big group. And I explained this to our parents and the swimmers in a potluck. And everybody's very excited and very supportive. And believe it or not, I get emails from teachers and people on the street and just telling me how good something they did for swimmers. And I'm getting these notes all the time. And I'm sure it's working and everybody's supporting. And they're just doing something nice. And I am awarding them in a way that they're getting something that in return for their good habits. And it's just a way of me getting them hooked on to that. And this BEAD project will go on for the younger kids again, because I'm looking at right now, the older kids are not so much interested in this, but the youngers are, which is my goal.
Mm-hmm.
And once they get these habits adapted to them and they get older, they probably won't pay attention that much to it, and but the new younger kids will do.
And it sounds like you need Sitka to help you be successful. You need Sitkins, whether teachers, parents, friends, community members, to contact you and say, you know, these kids are doing amazing things. How do they let you know?
Well, I get emails and I get notes and from parents and from teachers. And even a lady came the other day and she had grocery bags came out of Lakeside and going home. And when one of my swimmers helped, asked her to carry the grocery bags. And that she was so impressed, and she had no clue about the BEAD project,
mm-hmm.
seriously. And she came to the pool to just tell me about it. And here you go. The kid got the BEAD right away. And so these are good things. And I do the BEAD presentations in front of everybody. The whole team watches it. So it encourages other kids to do. And actually my goal is coming here today, this morning also, to kind of challenge other coaches in town. All sports, from soccer to basketball to wrestling to Sitka Skippers and everybody, and to adapt this BEAD project and do it. So, and every time I pass a BEAD, I know one of my kids did something really nice.
That's fantastic. So BEAD project is underway right now. When does it wrap up? I mean, is there a calendar cycle for this, or is it just continuous?
No, this is nonstop, and it's probably going to go until I'm dead.
Wow, that's going to be a long ways off.
I hope so.
I hope you're up. You have enough energy for the logistics of this. There's a lot of kids to keep track of and good deeds.
It is. I got my list already growing every day.
Oh, that is fantastic. And some of the businesses, you wanted to give a shout out to say thank you for the prizes?
Absolutely. New Jersey, Yellow Jersey Bike and Sitka Studio of Dance. Culver Shoes, their country gifts, the Salt Smith Gallery, Pizza Express, and Stereo North. And it's always been our very good sponsor. And it's all these people. Thank you so much to all of them.
And it sounds like, you're going to have lots of good deeds, so you're going to be needing prizes year-round.
Exactly.
To accommodate all these swimmers. Well, I'd like to thank my guest, Suha Tokman, to tell us about the BEAD project, and come back again and tell us more about the Barracuda Swim Team.
We'll do. And also, we have a swim meet this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Juno is here with the 55 swimmers. We'll go head-to-head in our hometown Sikh, Robbie Jarville's team, and our Barracudas, and Juno will get a good fight this weekend. Come and watch it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.